Georgia, good morning.
Good morning.
As a concerned parent, I want you to tell me what you thought, what you saw, what you heard at last night's meeting.
Well, after the meeting was over, and I left about 10 o'clock last night, I left with, you know, our fundamental issue in the Dwight Rich family is as yet unresolved. We still don't know what the future of the magnet program is, the STEM magnet program that exists at Dwight Rich, Wood Creek, and Sexton. And I left with more questions than answers.
I know that the questions were asked, and were you sidestepped, or were the questions just not answered? What happened?
No, they were addressed to a certain extent. There was a lot of contention, a lot of disagreement within the board about, is this the proposal, the K-8 proposal, is this workable? Is this something that we want? Superintendent Wallace and a few of the board members have been saying all along, educationally, academically, this is a program that we can't lose. But the savings of consolidation, it only amounts to, you know, it's a scratch. It's less than $200,000, but that's only the first year. And that includes the moving costs of basically moving the entire staff and building everything that you have at Wood Creek over to Dwight Rich. Well, that can't be done for free. And building a playground for, you know, the kindergarten through fifth graders, that can't be done for free. We have to retrofit a couple of bathrooms. That won't be as expensive as we were thinking.
George, I got the feeling from our conversation yesterday here on this show, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Georgia Ellis from the PTO of the Dwight Rich Middle School. I just got the feeling that there was so much indecisiveness and non-information that created a lot of misinformation. And what you're telling me after last night's board meeting, this may be due to the fact that there's no common ground that the administration, as well as the board between themselves, there's no clarity there.
There doesn't appear to be. There is a lot of, and this was not behind closed doors. There was a lot of open fighting between, you know, a lot of sniping back and forth between board members, between the members of the board and the superintendent. At one point, one of the board members asked for T.C. Wallace to resign his position. You know, all of this is going on at a meeting where we're trying to save our school. And so I really hate to say it, but it did kind of look like a clown show that we were watching. I mean, for lack of a better term, it was goofy, and it was not what we were there. You know, we were there to address a very specific concern, and we didn't need to be hearing a lot of this back and forth fighting that really didn't have to do with our issue.
Do you have confidence in this board that they can not only lead in this instance, but that they can lead this district?
I'm not sure that I do. I know that there are a number of board members who have looked at the district in the context of the entire community and who have identified what can be done that will best serve not only our district but the community as a whole. And these are decisions that are political suicide. These are decisions that include closing a high school, which will be controversial, but in the long run, if we close wisely, we can benefit local employers. We can sell property instead of leaving it standing vacant and bring money back into the school district. We can do this well. And this isn't something that if you close Dwight Rich, there's no benefit there. Nothing is brought back to the table. You can close another middle school that happens to be in a light industrial zone, and maybe that property could be sold to the Demmer Corporation, who just signed a 10-year contract with Caterpillar and is probably looking to expand. This can be done wisely, but you can't have this knee-jerk reaction and, well, we were already looking at consolidating Dwight Rich, so let's go ahead and close it. It makes no sense.
So you believe that this administration, as well as the board, they need to lead and have some courage?
I think they do. But I also realize that it is officially April 1st, and the idea of closing any school at this point is it's insane. It's absolutely insane. I understand that $25 to $30 million needs to be cut, but these are not decisions that can be made overnight. They can't be, because otherwise you're going to lose more families from, you know, you start pulling these stunts this late in the game, you will lose families that will never come back to this district. Never. And so they have to figure out a way, how can they make $25 million worth of cuts without closing a school?
Who asked for T.C. Wallace's resignation?
I can't pronounce her last name. Amy Hodgkin?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
All right, well, a final question to you. As you walked out of that meeting, what happens next?
We don't know, but I received one last piece of information that I have to admit, it kept me laughing all the way home just as I walked out the building. The building that we were in, which the meeting was held, the district administration building, is largely unused. This is a huge building at the corner of Kalamazoo and Pine Street in downtown. It's a massive building, and for three stories, takes up the whole block. For the most part, it's unused. The state wants that building. Why haven't we sold it? The district administration can work out of the old Walnut School. They can work out of any other elementary school that they still own, which are basically located downtown. They have a lot of options. They can close that building, sell that property, and no students will be affected. Why hasn't that been done?
And that's the current building that they're housed in.
Yes, 519 West Kalamazoo.
Well, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. Georgia, you've been awesome. We're going to stay in touch with you and stay on top of this story. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Happy April Fool's Day.